KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, August 4th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. NASCAR made a stop in Iowa yesterday as William Byron, he fought off fuel worries in the closing laps to win at Iowa Speedway. Byron went the last 144 laps of the 350-lap race without a stop. It's his second win of the season. He also won the Daytona 500 in February, and it's his 15th career win. He also took the season points lead from his Hendrix Motorsports teammate, Chase Elliott. Cameron Young made five straight birdies yesterday to lead by as many as nine shots as he wins his first ever PGA Tour stop at the Wyndham Championship. Young would finish with a 68 yesterday, win by six shots. The victory follows seven runner-up finishes on the PGA Tour. Cameron Young now becomes the 1,000th player ever to win a PGA Tour recognized events. Over the weekend, Luka Doncic agreed to a three-year, $165 million contract extension with the LA Lakers, Doncic bypassing a chance to be a free agent next summer. The deal keeps him with the Lakers through 2028. Lakers acquired Doncic from Dallas last February in a trade for Anthony Davis. Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones says he does not intend to trade pass rusher Micah Parsons after he said he wanted to leave the team last week amid a breakdown in negotiations for a new contract. Parsons remains at training camp after writing on social media Friday to request a trade where he has yet to practice because of a back injury. The NFL and ESPN expected to announce an agreement that would give the league an equity stake in the sports network. People familiar with the transaction called it a multi-billion dollar deal. The NFL has been trying to sell its media properties now for nearly 5 years. With this agreement, ESPN would gain access to the Red Zone channel, NFL Network, and also additional games. ESPN plans to launch a direct-to-consumer service soon, offering access to all of their ESPN channels for $30 a month. The Washington Commanders plan to return to the site of their former home at RFK Stadium has cleared another hurdle. The District of Columbia Council approved legislation on Friday, but it still needs a second approval before reaching the mayor's desk. Washington Commanders currently play in Maryland. They're looking to open up a brand new stadium by 2030. Their new ownership group has been exploring locations in Washington, also Maryland and Virginia, since they bought the team back in 2022. Congress transferred the RFK Stadium land to the city in January, paving the way for redevelopments. And a group led by Boston Celtics minority owner Steve Pagula has reached a deal to buy the WNBA's Connecticut Sun for a record $325 million, and they plan to move the team to Boston. The franchise would not play in Boston until 2027. Pagula would also contribute $100 million for a new practice facility in Boston for the team. The sale now pending approval of the WNBA and its Board of Governors. More sports, check it out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.